Snow or no snow? Sun.
I can't say no sun. God, we need sun. But the point I'm making that we are to please God under all conditions and circumstances. We are to live for Him in the good time and the bad time. Amen? Now there are some, Sister Edith is now well. I think she's coming home with the flu. But thank God we have authority over the flu. Amen?
Amen.
Praise the Lord. So we need to pray for her. Sister Jennifer is not well. I haven't seen the family out, so I don't know. Something, no?
No. My God. Coming home with the flu.
Oh, Brother Kenneth is coming home with the flu. All right. See? The flu went wrong. And I'm not trying to scare you, but like that flu is a bad thing, right?
Yeah.
50 children have died with this flu. 50 children. Good? Well, listen, I'm trusting God, nobody in this church will die with that. Amen?
Amen.
Because the Lord gave a hedge. He put a hedge around us. Amen?
Amen.
And the Bible tells us that the word of God teaches us, God is our shield and exceedingly great reward. You know what the shield does? Protects. And so our Lord is able to protect us. But let me give a little natural advice in relation to your immune system. You need to build up your immune system. Use a lot of vitamin C. Use vitamin D. Drink plenty water.
Amen.
Amen. Use some lemon. Vitamin C will help you with the lemon. All right. Praise the Lord. So I want you to remember these brethren in prayer. And we miss some people. So you miss some, your brother and sisters. Text them or give them a call. Amen? Brother Robin is not here. Sister Jenny for the boys. Michael, right? And his wife. So just give them a call. Just let them know that we miss them. We're happy to have all the people back. The people from Brooklyn, I didn't think I noticed them last week. Some of them. And Brother Tyron, I think he was working on Sunday. But thank God you see him today. Amen?
Amen.
Trust the Lord, his shift changed. You got to pray for some miracle, amen?
Yes.
Sister Kim, I think, had the same problem, and we got to trust God. Don't you believe our God is a God of miracles?
Yes.
You think our God can do the impossible?
Yes.
And let's just believe God. So let's pray for those brethren that are sick and believe God to heal them. The Bible tells us, the effectual fervent prayer of a righteous man availeth much. Imagine if when all of us pray together, what can happen? God is a God of the impossible, amen? So, Father, we lift all the brethren in the church who are sick, who are coming down with the flu. We ask that you will touch them and heal them in Jesus' name.
Amen.
The word of God says, by whose stripes you are healed. We come against the spirit of flu, Lord, and we bind it and command it to go. Satan, take your filthy hands off of God's shirt. We command that flu, that germs, to go from their bodies in Jesus' name, Lord. Father, you know those who are weak, we pray on the strength of them, Lord.
Yes.
Help us all to live to please you and work to please you. Because one life you give us to live, Lord, soon it will be past.
Yes.
And only what is done for Christ will last. Help us, we pray, in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen. So Sister Shannon was saying, you know, she was trying to say, how is she getting so old so fast? Only the other day was 15, 16, do you know how I get old so fast? Something might surprise you. How are you getting so old so fast? Right? But whether you like it or not, every day that you live, you're getting older.
Yes.
Isn't that so?
Yeah.
And every day that you live, Brother Chris, every day you live, you're dying also. Think about it. Every day that you're living, you're also dying because you're coming. Isn't that a fact? Every day that you're living, you're also dying because you're coming to the end of your life. So what I want to encourage all of us, as brothers and sisters in Christ, let's give our best. Let's do our best because nobody knows this exact day when you're going to die. Anybody know? I got a blast and I was just run something around. I run through Fox News here. Two policemen went like apparently to be peacemaker and they were shot. Both of them were shot and killed. I don't know if you saw it in the news. Two of them.
Pastor.
Yeah.
Five cops in 6 days, Pastor.
Five cops in 6 days. Pastor. Now the point I'm trying to make, nobody here knows the exact day when you're going to die. None of us know. So let's ensure that when the time comes for us to die, we'll be able to say, it is well with my soul. And that we have accomplished God's plan and purpose for our lives. Amen?
Yeah.
That will be our greatest accomplishment. Now, all of us have goals. I said, all of us have goals. There were certain things I wanted in life. Now, I'm not a millionaire. I'm not an American millionaire. Maybe far from that, right? But the things that I want in life, I got. I got what I want in life. What I want in life? I wanted to, by God's help and strength, I wanted God and His Word. I got God and His Word. I wanted to please God, and by His help and strength, I'm pleasing God. I wanted to be able to let others know about the same God I'm serving, and the Lord help me, I'm comfortable. That is my purpose in life. And what the Bible says, when you seek what? First the kingdom of God and His righteousness, all these things shall be added unto you. So, we're looking at our purpose in life. I know many of us may have a lot of purpose in life, right? Especially when you're young. You know, when you're young, you think about certain things. I heard about a certain individual, apparently he was young. And so somebody asked him, well, what are you going to do in your life? He said, I'm going to go to school. Good. And after that, what next? And maybe he said, he went on. Maybe he said, well, I'm going to get my degree. Great, good. And after, what next? Well, I'm going to get a good job. Good. And after, what next? Maybe he went on, I'm going to get married. Good. And after, what next? I'm going to get children. And after that, what next? Maybe he went on, I'm going to get grandchildren. And after that, what next? You're going to die, right? Amen? We make preparation for so many things in life. But the most important thing we don't make preparation for is to meet God. But you know the Bible tells us? Prepare to meet thy God. And let me tell you, when we start getting old, you know, maybe my age and brother passing, sometimes we think different than the younger people. Because we reach a certain level, right? Certain things don't really bother me. Certain things don't appeal to me anymore. I'm saying maybe because of my age. Don't appeal to me anymore. What appeals to me now? To fulfill my purpose of why I'm here upon planet Earth. Right? So what we're looking at today now is our purpose in life. Or I should rephrase that. God's purpose for our life. Right? God's purpose. Because a lot of people have a lot of purpose, right? Isn't that so? Come on, you don't have purpose in life?
Yeah.
You should have purpose. But I want us to center on God's purpose for our life. Our purpose in life. Or God's purpose for us in life. Then, we're going to go to the scripture. It's 1 Thessalonians. 1 Thessalonians chapter 2 from verse 1 to 4 that our dear brother Basil read just now. And if you can give me a New Living Translation, then I'll show you what is our purpose in life. And I'm going to use my pointer today. Whoever claims to be serving Jesus must walk or live as he lived, as Jesus did. Alright. Those who say, thank you, Sister Ron. Those who say they live in God should live their life as Jesus did. Now, what did Jesus do? He always lived to please. And if we say, those who say they live in God should live their life as Jesus did. If we say we are in Christ, or rather if we say we are serving the Lord, then you live as Jesus lived. What was Jesus' purpose in life? To please God. Amen?
Yeah.
And I guarantee you this upon the authority of God's word. Because see, I'm trusting God. Everything I preach and teach you, that I'll know it first, I'll experience it, then I'll preach it and teach you. So you see what I'm telling you here? It's not just knowledge. I experience these things. Right? What I'm teaching you here. I experienced it, so I could preach it and teach it to you. No, those who say they live in God should live their lives as Jesus did. Thank you for the bold letters. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. All right. Now, how did Jesus, our Lord, live? He always lives to please God, His Heavenly Father. No. Now, thank God for all of us who come to church. I know some of these scriptures by head. That's going to come. By memory, that's going to come. Don't know. Now, to everybody, starting back, come down to the front. What does it mean to please God? All right, just give me a wave, right? Don't put me hand too long, cousin. Let me see all those people who's in charge that pleases God. Give me a wave here.
I ain't seen much hands. So we come to church for? Now we come to church. Now when you're in church, you know, when you're at home, in your workplace, everywhere. Let me see all those people who purpose in their heart then. All people who purpose and I say, I want to please God. Well, praise God. That's a better word to use, right? The purpose in heart. Now, I'm not saying anybody is perfect. Man, not perfect. Nobody perfect. But in our desire, is it in our heart for God to want to please you? Is that in our heart? Now, that is what God is looking for. Because nobody's not perfect. Good. So, before a person can please God, what are the necessary steps for him to please God? There are some steps, right? Huh? All right. St. John 1:12. Some of you should know these scriptures, like me. St. John 1:12. But to as many as what? Receive him, to them give you what? Power to become the sons of God, even to them that what? Believe. That believe what? But all who believe in him and accept him, he gave right to become what? Children of God. Now, so what's the first thing that is needed in order for us to please God? First thing is needed. We need what? A relationship with God. So when you receive Christ as your Lord and Savior, do you become a son of, do you become a child of God? Look on the board. Look on the screen rather. But all who believe him and accept him, he gave the right to become children of God. Are you a child of God? So what is the relationship between you and the Father now? You are his what? Child. And he is your father. Is there a relationship? Is there a relationship here?
Yes.
What's the relationship?
Father and son.
Or father and daughter. Right? Good. So, if you don't have a relationship with Christ, if you don't have a relationship with Christ, then you don't even know the Lord. You're not a child of God. Now, from relationship comes something else. Fellowship, correct. Correct, fellowship. 1 John 1:3 tells us, and truly our fellowship is who? It's with the Father and with the Son, Jesus Christ. 2 Corinthians 13:14. May the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God and the communion or fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with you all. So we have fellowship with who? The Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Now, big question now. What does it mean to have fellowship with God? That is with God, the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. What does it mean to have fellowship with God, the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit? Now think of a fellowship, right? Or what Jesus said in St. John 15:5. I am the what? I am the vine. Ye are the branches. He that what? Abideth in me, and I in him, the same bringeth forth what? Much fruit. Without me, you can't do nothing. So what's the relationship between the vine and the branch? Huh? Connecting. In other words, there's connection, right? Connection between the vine and the branch. So to have fellowship with the Lord means that you're connected to Him. Amen. And so closely connected, like with the vine and the branch, that you think about the Lord. I'd rather to have fellowship with the Lord means you think about Him. You love Him, you obey Him. You live with Him and let Him live with you, in you, and through you. You work with Him and let Him work with you, in you, and through you. You talk to Him and He talks back to you. You walk with Him and He walks with you. Friendship with Jesus. Fellowship divine. Oh, what blessed sweet communion. Jesus is a friend of mine. Praise God. Praise God. Fellowship. I said fellowship. So from relationship come fellowship. Now, if you don't get the order correct, then the rest may not come. You know, I think they got a lot of people who say that they worship God.
Is it not the scripture saying these people worship me, they worship me with their lips, but their heart is what? Far removed from me. So this is the order. Relationship, fellowship, then you come to worship. Without relationship, you can't have fellowship. Without fellowship, you can't truly worship God. Now what means to worship God now? Here I am to worship. Here I am. What do you mean to worship God? It means to worship. See, I try to teach you a little. I teach you step by step, little by little, so you can understand, right? I don't want to tell everybody worship God. I say, yes, we worship God. No, what means to worship God? You know what the word worship actually means? Wort. Worship. Wort. Right? The wort of somebody. Now, is God worthy to be praised?
Yes.
Huh? Is he worthy to be wort?
Yes.
So to worship God means to praise him and thank him for who he is. Can't get into all the details. To worship God means to praise him and thank him for who he is. For who he is to us, and for all that he had done for us. Amen? It means to be totally surrendered, totally obedient to him. Amen?
Amen?
Amen. All right. So with what can we use to worship God now? Those are messages I tell you. We can use what? Thy loving kindness is better than life. My lips shall what? Praise me. Thus will I bless thee. I will lift up my hands to the Lord. I will lift up my hands in his name. Right? All right. Bear up with me. I'm trying to get quote the scripture here. So you can use your lips. Isn't that so?
Amen.
You can use your lips to pray. Well, what about your hand? Can you lift up your hand and praise the Lord?
Yeah.
Can you use your entire body? Present your body what? A living sacrifice. Can you use instrument to play, to worship the Lord?
Yeah.
Instrument. So when you see people playing, we ain't playing for show. Amen?
Yeah.
We ain't playing for to be seen of men. We're playing music to do what? Worship God. Because that's an important aspect of the church. Music! It is believed that Lucifer was the music director of heaven. You know who's Lucifer? Satan, yeah. Before he was not, he was the music, and he know the power of music. Huh? You check in any church, you know where they got the biggest problem? Music department. The guy, devil know, check up and see, all over, because the devil know the power of music. Michael Jackson could call once, what concert or something, what he got? If you see people, music, singing. Isn't that so? And we have to learn that we can use, as a matter of fact, music and singing doesn't belong to the world, it belongs to the church. It belongs to us. And that's why if you're singing and you're in music, trust the Lord to do your best. Amen? And say, Lord, this here is worship. This is ministry, Lord. This is not just playing for play's sake. No, this is ministry. I'm taking it seriously. I'm going to sing for you, Lord. I'm going to play for you. And when I'm doing this, Lord, I'm worshiping you. Amen? Praise the Lord. So we have relationship. Fellowship, worship. I want to work now. What the Bible says, whatever you do as unto the Lord. And not unto men. You don't do it as unto men. Whatever you do as unto the Lord. Remember the Lord had to say something. The Lord had to say in the book of St. Matthew. He said, when you pray, don't be like the hypocrites. Right? They pray just to be seen. All right? And when you fast, don't do it to be seen. And when you give, don't do it to be seen. That you got your reward already. But when you do it, you must do it in secret, that your Father in heaven may reward you. Praise the Lord. So when we do things, I want to God in the church of Jesus Christ. Now, I'm not talking about here. I'm talking about the church. That we come to the realization, this is not about an organization. This is not about a man. This is about God. It's God we serving, brethren. Isn't that so? I say it's God we serving. Amen? It's God we living to please. God we working to please. So, nobody should stop me and nobody can't stop me to live to please God at work. I can do it if nobody, I can come. Because the final analysis of what the Bible says, every one of us shall give an account of him. So when you stand before God, there's not me problem. When you stand before God, and God said, why you didn't do this, or why you do this, or why? There's you and God problem. I can make sure I teach you to the right from the wrong.
Amen.
And you will have to stand before God. And I will have to stand before God and give an account from our life. Do you know what is the benefit? When a person's purpose in life is to please God, and they please God, that's where they have a relationship, they have fellowship, they worship, and they work with God and for God. Do you know what is the benefit of that? You don't know the benefit? You'll be so blessed. All right. Let's go back to the vine. What you said? Yes, I'm the vine, you are the branches. Those who remain in me and I in them will produce much fruit. For apart from me, you can do
nothing.
Do you know everything that a vine have is passed on to the branches?
Yeah.
Come on, isn't that so? So you know what happens after a period of time when you have a relationship with God, when you have fellowship with him, when you worship him, when you work with him and for him, after time you're going to start becoming like Jesus, because all that he has passes on to you. So you will have what? The fruit of the Spirit. Amen?
Amen.
If the connection is not right, you say, if a man abide not in his task, Lord, as a branch of the scripture says, and he's withered. You got to be attached. And so you'll become like God incorruptible. So I'm serving the Lord for how many years now? Nearly 50 years? I can ask myself, Lord, am I becoming more and more like you? You know we sing a song? I want to be more and more. We don't sing that. But we can ask ourselves, Lord, examine myself. Am I becoming more and more? I know when I was young, I had an anger problem. Yes, I had an anger problem. But Lord, am I able to control my anger better now? Am I better now? Am I able to control my anger in a better way, Lord? I know, Lord, before I wasn't saved, I was just like what I tell people, But Lord, am I able to control myself now? A fruit of the Spirit is what?
Self-control.
Don't think that pastor reached here just like that, you know. It's years of struggling and trusting and believing God and fighting the good fight of faith. And sometimes I have to apologize to people. God says, sorry, and ask them, forgive me, God. Growing up, right? I'm growing up. But a lot of things that used to bother me then, don't bother me now. Because after time, you need to grow up. Isn't that so?
Yes.
You need to grow up. Then secondly, not only you become like God in character, but what the words, I'm the vine, ye are the branches. Now tell me the honest truth. Is there any lack in the vine?
No.
Is there any lack in Jesus?
No.
Huh? My God shall do what? Supply. So everything that you ever need in life, if as long as you attach to the vine, the vine will supply to the branches. Amen? So you'll be satisfied and fulfilled. Now the happiest people in the world today, I was examining myself. I said, Lord, why you want in life? I'm 65 now. November I'm going to be 66.
Hallelujah.
What do I want in life? Do I want money? I mean, say, I need money, right? But my goal is not money. Lord, do I want a good career? Well, I believe I have the best career. I'm a servant of the Most High God. Then God can want better than this. Amen? Lord, do I need education? Education is good, yes. But at least I know a little of the word. And I got a sense enough, you know, to go about my daily life. Lord, do I need a good physical physique? I'll be glad if I have a good one. Care don't make this stuff. Anyhow, I work on it, you know. Don't think I don't work. The up this morning exercise. That's what we call a maxi climb up. Right? I exercise. I walk when I gotta walk. Praise the Lord. I try to eat good. Well, I don't say every time. Not every time. Because something called me just eat, right? But I try to drink water to get my herbal, whatever you gotta get, right?
Amen.
And my ginger, my turmeric, and whatever, cayenne pepper. All right. I'm a vitamin C and vitamin D. In other words, I try to take care of myself, right? And thank God. Now, if you're using pharmaceutical drugs, and if you're going to get doctor prescribing, I'm not going to stop doing it, right? I used to be doctor one time before. But now I don't use no pharmaceutical drugs. The word said, by whose stripes you were healed.
Yeah.
And every good and every perfect gift cometh down from. In other words, through God's help and knowledge, I'm adopting myself. We all know Dr. Dr. Huh? Hallelujah.
Amen.
And I'm going good.
Amen.
I said, going good at 6 to 5.
Amen.
Don't have a knee pain. Don't have a. And sometimes you have to get the flu cramp, I get a 5%. And after, by the help of the Lord, it's not to talk to
Amen.
By whose stripes you were healed and use God. And do what I gotta do. Now, it's physical wellness. Physical wellness is a good thing, you know. I said, is that my purpose in life? To become like, well, Arnold Schwarzenegger, you know, when he was young, you know, he had it, but now he flappy, and it's chest and so, you know, it's getting floppy and whatever. But is that my goal in life, to be, you know, physically fit and strong? Is my goal in life to be socially accepted by anybody? You know, why thank God for, you know, everybody is my friend in a general sense. Them churn is my friends. Amen?
Amen.
I love all them. Big people, old people, young people, any kind of people, they are my friends. When I go back in Maktoum there, you got somebody, you know, it's got two of them as bad guys. Them bad by the village. Me and all them by this friend.
Amen.
Amen? All of them, me and all them is friend. The rich, the poor, the educated, the, praise the Lord. So, is social acceptance my goal in life? No, I think about this and no. What's my goal in life? My goal in life is to please God. And I can't find any other goal in this world that is better than that.
Right.
You know what any other goal is better than pleasing the Lord? Not me, I don't know about any. Right? And exactly what I am, by the grace of God, through his help and strength, living to please, and want to teach other people that they'll be able to do the same. Because no way to do that, you'll get the blessings of the Lord.
Yes.
So look at it now. You're becoming like the Lord Jesus. All the needs will be supplied. You'll have the joy of the Lord. Praise the Lord. Corbin, you'll have the joy of the Lord. A fruit of the Spirit is what? Joy. The joy of the Lord is your strength. You think you could go in the marketplace and buy joy? Or go in a store, go to Walmart and buy joy? Huh? You have peace. You think you're going to Walmart and buy peace?
No.
Every problem I got, God solved. The word said what? Casting what? All your cares upon him, for he cared for you. Every need I have, God supplied them. Spirit, soul, and body. Protection is upon me and my family, because the Lord have a hedge around me. Amen?
Amen?
Amen? And all of you that are, this is not for me alone, but for all of us that are Christians. Amen?
Amen.
Then best of all, when I die, absent from the body, what else do I want in life? It all comes about when we as believers make it our purpose in life to please God. Amen? You ask any backslider or anybody who went back in the world, right, and they come back to the Lord, what is their regret? They won't tell you that they regret that they went back to their whole life. They won't tell you that, generally speaking, huh? They didn't want it there. So I'm so sorry I went back. It's better to keep on living for the Lord. Amen? So what I want to encourage you, brother, sister, you live to please God, no matter who say who or what say what. You say, listen, me, I can serve the Lord. Joshua says, so me and my house, we can serve the Lord. Amen? I want to work out my own salvation. Of course, your friends might come, your relatives might come, people might come, people all the way around. People from the outside, inside, from your house, even in the church also. Isn't that so? But you can't bother with anybody. You say, me, Lord, my purpose is to, if you said to forgive them, I can forgive them because you say must forgive them. If you say I must love my enemy, I love my enemy. If you say I must bless them that curse me, I can bless them that curse me. Amen?
Amen.
Amen?
Amen.
So, brother, sister, this is what I want to encourage us. Our purpose in life is to please God, not people.
Amen.
You can't please everybody. Generally speaking, you won't be able to please everybody. Amen?
Yeah.
In the political arena, some people are for Trump. Some are for Democrats. Some are for Republican. So who's going to please who there? Huh? Who's going to please who? Our purpose, you know who's our government? Jesus said, my kingdom is not of this world. Amen? Our kingdom is not of this world. His God kingdom belongs. God kingdom is of heaven. Good. Now, I want us to look at an individual whom
based on the word of God, he lived a life to please God. And what was the result of him pleasing God? You know, the devil can use a lot of people to get at you. You can use your friends, you can use your relative, and the devil, like, he's no respecter of person. Do you know what one time the devil was kind of using Peter to get at Jesus? And Jesus had to turn and say, "Get the heads behind me." Jesus recognized that the devil was behind what Peter was saying. Remember that? "Get the hands behind me, Satan." So, I want to look at Joseph. He was one of the Bible characters who always seek, I believe, to please God under all conditions and circumstances. And because he did, God bless him in this life and the life to come. According to the Bible, he was born to Jacob and Rachel. And he was father's favorite child. Had dreams from God and brought evil report of his brothers. Because of this, I believe, his brothers, they hated him and jealous him. Now, how would you like living in a home where your own brothers and maybe sisters, they hate you and they jealous you? Huh? That's not easy. I mean, say they're your own, isn't that so? I believe because of this, life was difficult for Joseph at home. But praise God, in spite of his difficulties, Joseph lived a life that is pleasing. Let me tell you something. If you can live a life to please God in your home, you can live anywhere else to please God. You know why? Because everybody in the home know you. Amen?
Amen.
Certain things that's gone in your home, as a matter of fact, certain things going on, nobody else is supposed to know. Keep it in your house.
Amen.
I said keep it in your house. Certain things belong to your house alone. Nobody else has got to know them.
Yeah.
I'm going to tell your friend in your reactive or whatever. What happened in your house? Happened in your house? Finish in your house, right? Because sooner or later, two of you are going to come back again. And then other people got to know it, huh? Nobody else doesn't know it, huh? Good. God forgives and all of that. So once you can live a Christian life in your own home, you can live a Christian life anywhere else. Is that a fact? Is that so, Brother Tyrone?
Yeah.
You gotta be able to live a life. And listen, sometimes in your house, it don't be easy. Yeah, especially if you make your mind to serve the Lord. Oh my. Satan can use people in your own house. Because these people here was Joseph's own brothers. But they hated him and they were jealous of him. And sometimes, brother, sister, because you made up your mind to serve the Lord. Because you made up your mind to serve the Lord. Sometimes your own parents turn against you. Sometimes your own brothers and sisters, thank God for those who have Christian parents and great Christian brothers and sisters. And sometimes you have them also, the devil might even want to use them to discourage you from serving the Lord.
Amen.
But when you're serving the Lord, it's a personal decision. What did the songwriter wrote? I have decided to what? I heard a doctor by the name of Randy, she's from India, she was telling me the story. She said there was a boy that, like he wanted to serve the Lord. And he was, Sikh. And, I think they didn't grow their hair, right? And his mother was a religious person. And he wanted to find a way. He wanted to know who God is. So, he was praying. He was so desperate to know God. He said, if I don't know who God is, that God is straight. So I'm going to kill myself. I'm going to throw myself, but I'm going to put myself in a train line and I'm going to die. So desperate he was. And as he was maybe contemplating what to do, Jesus appeared to him, like in a vision. And he spoke to him and he said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. From that time on, the man said, well, this. Maybe he said, I'm trying to put in my word. This is the true God. This is the true living. I can follow him because he appeared to me. I want to know who God is. So he went to his father and said, I'm following Jesus. Father said, what happened? You know, these Sikhs, they'll get serious people in the religion, you know. They said, well, you're going to follow. He said, yes, I'm going to follow Jesus. The father said, and to show that he meant what he said, he went and cut off his ear. The father said, you are the last one, and you get out of my house. Go.
out of my house you go. And before his son left the house, he poisoned the boy. He put poison in the food that he had. He put poison. He wanted to kill this boy. He killed the boy then. And the boy didn't give up. He said, I'm going to serve the Lord. And now he went to some place and he followed. And he went to some among some Christians and he lived. He lived. This is the correct story I'm getting at. But the point I'm trying to make here, the boy make a decision. Right? I know it's in my home. I love your daddy, I love your mommy, I love you. But listen, I'm going to follow the God. This is the God with you saying that appeared to me. I'm going to serve him. So you know something in the house? The devil attack you in your home. So if the devil attack you in your home, and you have to make a decision between yourself and your father, your mother, your brother, your sister, your uncle, your auntie, whoever. And they say, listen, you better don't serve Jesus, we serve Jesus. We don't want no association with you anymore. So what are you going to do? Give up Christ? Now, all of us might say, I'll give up anything for Jesus. But when the testing come, then we know what happened. Amen? You think it was easy for that boy maybe to leave his home? I think they were rich. To go out and just be wherever? Deuteronomy chapter... I want you to bring up this one for me. Deuteronomy chapter 13, 6 to 10. Please, thank you. And hear what it says here. This is Old Testament. Then we come to the New Testament. I want to show you, when you make up your mind to serve God, nobody in the universe could stop you. I see some frivolous things happening. I want to know, these people really know God? Huh? These people really know God? You think anybody in this world could get me to turn away from the Lord? Any little petty thing happen? What really going on with you? You really know God? Huh? Deuteronomy. Suppose. Alright. 1 verse 6. Suppose someone secretly entices you, even your brother, your son, or your daughter, or your beloved. Let me go here. Suppose someone secretly entices you, even your brother, your son, your daughter, your beloved wife, or your closest friend, and say, let us go worship other gods, gods that neither you nor your ancestors have known. Look at the next verse. And in the Old Testament, this could have happened. Look now. They might suggest that you worship the gods of the people who live nearby or who come from the ends of the earth. Next verse. But do not, come on, help me.
Do
not give in or listen. Have no pity. And do not fear or protect them. Next verse. This was serious. You must put them to what?
Death.
Strike the blow yourself. And then all the people. Wait, hold on. Give me your brother. Your wife or your husband is the case with you. The point that I believe that Moses was getting at here, nobody must come between you and God. Now in the New Testament, don't risk the right. They jail you. In the Old Testament, you know you could have done that and you would have been free. Nothing would have happened to you, but not in the New Testament. But hear what Matthew tells us. Matthew 10, 34 to 38, 38 tells us, this our Lord speaking says,
wait, what is it?
Alright, let's get it. Matthew, thank you. Matthew 10, 34 to 38. And let's see what our Lord himself, this New Testament is talking about now. Matthew 10, 34 to 38. So what I'm saying, I think in the Old Testament, nobody should come between you and God. God can come first. Then the Bible tells us to must what? Love the Lord and God with all our heart, soul, and mind. This is what? First and greatest commandment. Then you should love what? Your neighbors. You love yourself. If Adam had knew that commandment, he wouldn't have given to Eve. Now, somebody might ask the question. If Eve alone had sinned, Adam hadn't sinned, what would have been the outcome? Eve would
eventually die because of sin, right? So God will make another portion for Adam and she died, or whatever it is. Right? But Adam went along with his wife. How many husbands today, and maybe wives also, went along with the wrong suggestion of their husband and wife and end up in trouble? Huh? If the people telling you whatever they tell you is according to God's word, by all means do it. But if not, good. Do not imagine that I came to bring peace to the earth. This is Jesus our Lord speaking here. I came not to bring peace, but a sword. Hear what Jesus said now. I've come to set a man against his father, a daughter against his mother, and a daughter-in-law against her mother-in-law. Alright, next verse. Your enemy will be right in your own household. You see that? Alright, next verse. If you love your father or mother more than you love me, you're not worthy of being mine. Anybody that you love more than the Lord, not worthy to be the Lord's. Right? Or if you love your son or daughter more than you love me, you're not worthy of being mine. Next verse. If you refuse to take up your cross and follow me, you're not worthy of being mine. In other words, God got to be first in our lives. Our purpose is to please who? God, not people. Is God first in our lives? Now we want all those blessings that I mentioned. Do we want all the blessings that I mentioned? God, at least when you put God first, God can cause all things to work with for good. Because you love Him and are called according to His purpose. Amen? So in your home, if you get a problem, I ain't saying get a problem, but if you get a problem, take a stand for the Lord. And if you stand up for the Lord, you think the Lord will stand up for you?
Amen.
If you stand up for the Lord, the Lord will stand up for you. Do the right thing. And sometimes, to be honest, especially in the home, sometimes it's be a little difficult. Because men like to talk, and ladies like to talk. And when they start, two of them start talk together, you know, you get problem, right? So as I'm saying, if you can live for the Lord in your home, you can live anywhere else. Because to me, there's the hardest place to live for the Lord. Yep. All right. Let me skip and go to the next phase in Joseph's life. Next in the life of Joseph, because of his brother's hatred and jealousy, they throw him, because of their hatred and jealousy, they throw him in a pit. And from there took him out and sold him to some, you mean this is your own brother doing this? To some foreigner who took him in the foreign land or country and sold him as a slave to one of Pharaoh's officials. But praise God, in the foreign country, Joseph continued to live a life that was pleasing to God. As a result, God blessed him and gave him a good job as manager. Hallelujah. I say hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
And some of us leave our country and come to another country. Isn't that so? Yeah, but it appears, I'm not saying in every case, it appears like some people when they come to the plane and they land in America, like they forget everything about God and the things of God. Amen? Yeah? That's the greatest mistake and biggest mistake. And then America, the land of many, probably. The land of milk and honey. And now I can do all what they used to get to do in Guyana, or Trinidad, or wherever you come from. Now I can do everything in Guyana, America.
Amen.
Frico, right?
Oh, yeah.
Said who? God is the same God of all the countries in the world. And the law of the Lord is the same law all over in the world. Isn't that so?
Yeah.
Isn't that so?
Yeah.
And thank God for some people who came to this country in spite of the difficulty they're still living for God to this day. Praise God for them. I said praise God for them. Give the Lord a hand for those people. Praise the Lord. They didn't backslide. They didn't turn away from God. In spite of the difficulty, in spite of what happened, they're still living for the Lord in the foreign country.
Yeah.
Amen? Now next in the life of Joseph, what do you think happened to him? Let me hear. Could you go up to him? Huh? Now he was manager, right? Manager now. God bless him in the farm. And some of us come here and God bless us and we got good finance. We got better finance than when we were in Guyana. Isn't that so? Come on, isn't that so? God bless you. Good jobs and whatever. Praise the Lord. We think Satan like to see, generally speaking, that you be blessed and God blessing you. So what happens? While he was enjoying the blessing of the Lord and his boss wife, his boss wife cast her eyes upon him. Want to have an affair with this man of God. Huh? Huh?
Now you see when you're a man of God or a woman of God, you're supposed to look good. Look at Brother Basil from God's room. All right. Look at Brother Oral. Look at he black up here in the White House. He's not got a young. Our point I'm trying to make, when you're not using alcohol in your body, you're not smoking, you're not using dope, you're supposed to look good, isn't that so? And so, if you want, the most beautiful girl is in the church. Amen? Some of them might be so beautiful on the outside, but inside they have beauty. Amen? Amen? Look at Brother Chris, look. Praise the Lord. Amen. You looking good? All right. So, this woman cast her eyes upon this man of God. What happened after? And then you know what she actually did? Huh? She proposed to him. Come to bed with me. Come to bed. I know sometimes ladies want to get a few. I hear they got a special perfume that they sell. I don't know, is it? Right? But it is seductive, right? When you smell this perfume, like something got into you. Huh? What name? Follow me. But, and men might pay a whole set of money for that. Our ladies might pay for money, just put some for them and come to the spot. Okay, hang on. She wants to have an affair with this man of God. We see some people when they're young in the Lord, right? They don't know much. Until they fall, isn't that so? But Joseph is a man who wants to please God. So because I believe Joseph wanted to please God, and him alone, hear what he said. In Genesis 39:7-9, with me in charge, he told her, my master boss does not concern himself with anything in the house. Everything he owns, he has entrusted to my care. No one is greater in this house than I. My master boss has not withheld nothing from me except you, because you are his wife. How then can I do such a wicked thing and sin against God? You see how he comes into a wicked thing to go sleep with this woman. Now hear what some young men would have said now. Ha, this is the boss wife, boy. Money like first time probably. Once I get to the boss wife, well, money like first time. They want a shortcut to blessing. No? Some of them might say that. Well, listen, anything you do that is wrong or displeasing in sight of God, well, anything you do that is wrong and displeasing in sight of God, you suffer the consequences, literally. Now, as a result, is she making this woman? She made a grab on this man of God. The man of God left his coat and run. Let me tell you, the best thing to do is if you're faced with temptation, certain ladies and so carnal, the best thing to run for your life.
Naked, you run.
Oh. Oh, man. You're right in his coat, right? All right. Anyhow, the best way to overcome temptation is to keep far away from it. Isn't that so? You don't think that's the best way to overcome temptation?
Amen.
Keep us far away from the thing.
Yeah.
That's why certain things, I ain't got nothing against babies. Thank God for them. Love them with the love of God. Love them as sister and whatever. But I got a certain distance, brother. I got a certain markation. You don't pass the line. Amen? I married a one woman. And as much as you know, I forget that I'm part of three. For the 3 years, and that's a one woman, nobody else. Praise the Lord. If you want to look at a woman, look at your wife. Or your husband is the case. But you want pornography, you got a whole wife. A living person in front of you. A living husband. You want pornography? Huh? Do you know a preacher who got a problem because they actually amount to pornography? But living pornography? Do you know that? A preacher who got a whole kind of problem with that, then he went and tell him, I have sin. Remember that?
Yeah.
Now, as a result of him not wanting to, she wanted to rape the man. I don't know what men are trying to rape, but this lady, like, she wants to make him grab the man and let his coat around. Huh? And they got some aggressive women, you know. I watch them. A lot of aggressive men, too. Now the thing like this whole world turning up, you know what was it? Now some men might want to grab another man now. And some lady might want to grab another lady. Oh my
This war like is a sick, sick world we're living in. I just pick up, I was just looking at the news. Our lady, our girl, whoever, she was working in a Catholic school, and they got the standard. And she says the news says that she's loving, she's married the love of her life, another lady. People just said, the Catholic said, so to speak, let her go, fire her. And maybe I'm going to teach you why people do those things, right? When they don't want to retain God, they not let God give them up to what? A reprobate mind. Anybody in a normal sense? I mean, say with a, for my fault, a lady, you could understand. When my fault, another man? Huh? So Joseph did not. She lied to this man. Like, you bring this person home to mock me, or to have an affair with me, or to interfere with me, and had this man of God put in prison. And he didn't do nothing wrong. He didn't do anything wrong. But he wanted to please God. So when he was in the home, he pleased God. When he was in a foreign country, he pleased God. When he was in the job, he pleased God. Was he going to please God now in the prison? Hard time, you know, some people think, going to hallelujah anyhow. Never let your problem get you down. Oh, praise the Lord. I mean, something serious happened, you know, something that might cause them to wonder.
Then I was like, before I was a Christian, things like this never used to happen to me. Now that I'm a Christian, I don't know why anything happened to me.
You know why it happened to you? Because you're a special person. God is allowing you to be tested. Amen?
Amen.
So Joseph was there. I believe he was going through all kind of suffering. Now, how would you like to be in prison? And you're innocent. You don't do nothing wrong. But the man was pleasing God. But I believe in prison, he pleased the Lord. Amen? Did he please the Lord? Did he please the Lord? All right. He pleased the Lord. And God worked on things for him until he interpreted the dream, right? Remember that story? And God elevated him to become prime minister. You see, you can keep a good man. You can possibly keep a good man down, but you can't keep a godly man down. God's going to raise him up. I said God's going to raise him up. Some people think, you know, when they do certain things, they're spiting who? They're spiting the God, or they're spiting the church. They're not spiting nobody. You got a problem. There's your problem. God's going to raise up that person who wants to please God, and God's going to bless them. They're going to have more. Amen? And so now he was prime minister of one of the greatest countries in that day and time, Egypt. And that's what happened now. The same brothers who gave him a hard time had to come back to him, and he had to turn back and help them.
Amen.
Huh? And what he said? You meant it for evil, but God meant it for good. So sometimes certain things going on in your life, brother, sister. I said, God, I don't understand what's going on here. From one thing to the next. One thing to the next. Me and do nothing wrong, Joseph, because I said, I have not done anything wrong. Why was I thrown in prison? One thing after the other one. And you wanted, you know, sometimes not all time things that go smooth, you know. It'd be something like this, right? Isn't that so? And sometimes things start happening. It's the Holy Head. They say, oh God, oh, why do we wrong? What's going on?
Amen.
Huh? God says, see, all this is working out. It working out for good. Amen. All things work together. For good. You meant it for evil. You thought what you were doing was evil. But God meant it for good. So right now, those of you are going through some rough time, going through some testings and trying to understand. I said, God, I don't know. You think any one of us, you think Joseph, they understand what you're going through? Many of us don't understand something that, I tell you, for a period of time, it's one thing after the other coming to us. One thing after the other, 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 one thing after the other. Coming to church and nothing after another one happening. But God is working out all things for good. Amen?
Amen.
I said God is working out all things for good. Amen?
Amen.
So brother and sister, don't be discouraged. Your purpose in your heart. To please God. Under all conditions and circumstances. Hallelujah. Now if you decide you don't want to please God, say listen. I don't want to please God. I want to live how I want to live. What will be the result? If we don't live a life that is pleasing to God, if we refuse to neglect to always please Him, we will suffer the consequences for doing so. Right? We will not have fellowship with God. And because we will not have fellowship with God, we will not become like Him in character. St. John 15:5. We will not be fully satisfying, fulfilling life. St. John 14:4. We will be cursed. Deuteronomy 28:15 tells us if we don't live according to God's word, we're going to be cursed. The judgment of God can fall upon us. When we pray, God will not answer our prayer. We can be afflicted and possessed by demon spirit. And when we die, if we live contrary to God's word, we don't want to do what God tells us to do, then we'll go to a lost eternity. So what I want to encourage us, brother and sister, is that we'll make it the goal of, this is the goal of my life. God is my witness. I just want to please God in everything. In my life, in my service, in every area of life, I want to please God. So is that your purpose in life? Everybody got to decide that, right? If that is your purpose in life, look how the blessings of God can come. Amen? The blessing of God can come as you go on this journey, at some point in time, the blessing of the Lord will come. And you'll say, thank God I was faithful to the Lord. Thank God I stood the test. Thank God I lived for the Lord. But this is not all the blessings. When you die, what happened? Absent from the body, present. And the Lord will reward you. The Lord will reward you for all that you have done for Him. I believe in this life here, and He will bless you. Not only this life, you'll be a blessed person, but in the life to come, this is where you'll be blessed also. Amen? Amen? Amen. For all the testings and trials and persecution, the rough time you're going through, say, Lord, a better day is coming. Hallelujah. A better day is coming. Amen. A better day is coming.
Amen.
And that is what we're looking forward for. If only this world we have hope. We are all men, what? Most miserable. So all of you make sacrifice. And don't tell me that serving the Lord sometimes don't call for sacrifice. Don't tell me that. I know that. Some of you make sacrifice to come to the house of God. Some of you make your sacrifice and giving your tithes and your offering. You're going to use it to do something else. And say, no, God. The word says, bring me all the tithes and offering to the store. Our Lord, I'm giving this to you, Lord, because I love you. Some of you make sacrifice in other area of life just to live to please God and work to please God. Sometimes you just have to stay quiet. Because you don't want to displease God. Some people get a real vex.
Yeah.
But just you want to please God, you say, Lord, help me to keep quiet. Yeah. You ever happened to you? Hey, why are you laughing, Chris? All right. So, brother, sister, that is our purpose in life. That is our goal. If we make that our purpose in life, yeah, things might be difficult right now, like Joseph. But the time will come. When God can bless you so much that you'll be able to be a blessing to other people also. Press down how? Shaking together. Running with it. What advice you to do? Praise the Lord. Hold on. Hold on, brother. Hold on, sister. Don't give up. I said, don't give up. Better days are coming. I said, better days are coming. Don't you give up on the Lord. Don't give up on the service of God. Keep on fighting the good fight of faith. And God will bless you.
Amen.
In this life and the life to come. For what shall it profit a man if he gain the whole world and lose? What would profit to get all the money in the world? All the education in the world? Huh? The highest social status, the good physique, and get everything in life and they're not pleasing God. What shall it profit you? Again, the whole world and lose your own soul. Let me tell you, the people in the church who make it their goal to please God, they're the best people in the world today. Amen? God eyes is upon them. God eyes is upon all those people who want to please Him. And God's going to bless you, brother, sister. God's going to make you a blessing to others. In your school, you live to please God. In your home, live to please God. At your job, live to please God. When you come to church, live to please God. Whatever you do, Make it a golden life. My God, I want to please you. I know from experience because I made that my golden life. And I see God bless me in every aspect of my life. Hallelujah. It's not as human being, you will have problems, situation, but God has seen us through it. Amen?
Amen.
Amen. God has seen us through it. And He will see you through. Because God didn't love me more than He loved you. God didn't love me more than He loved you, right?
Amen.
He loved all of us.
the same way. And we need to look to Him. Let's pray. Praise the Lord. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Bless the Lord. Glory to God. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. Let's look to the Lord. Praise God. Let's just look to the Lord. Hallelujah. And let's just worship Him. Hallelujah. Praise God. All to Jesus I surrender. All to Him I freely give. I will ever love and trust Him in this present daily life. I surrender all. I surrender all. Blessed Savior, I surrender all to Jesus. I surrender, Lord, I give myself to You. Fill me with Thy love and Thy power.